One evening I posed a challenge, half as a result of no further courier arriving, half as busy work meant to stop Goblin and One-Eye from driving me mad. I said, "I may have to leave the plane. Can you do something so I don't attract any special attention?" They had their questions. I answered most honestly. They wanted to go too, as if a journey west was established fact. I said, "No way are you going. 1,000 miles of this crap. I'd commit suicide before we got off the plane, or murder one of you, which I'm considering anyway." Goblin squeaked. He pretended mortal terror. One Eye said, "Get within 10 feet of me and I'll turn you into a lizard." I made a rude noise. "You can barely turn food into shit." Goblin cackled. "Chickens and cows do better. You can fertilize with theirs." "You got no room to talk, runt," I snapped. "Getting touchy in his old age," One Eye observed. "Must be rheumatiz. Got the rheumatiz, Croaker." "He'll wish his problem was rheumatism if he keeps on," Goblin promised. "It's bad enough I have to put up with you, but you're at least predictable."
"Predictable?
Like the seasons." They were off. I sped silent a look of appeal. The son of a bitch ignored me. Next day, Goblin ambled in, wearing a smug smile. "We figured something out, Croaker, in case you do go wandering."
"Like what?"
"We'll need your amulets." I had two that they had given me long ago. One was supposed to warn me of the proximity of the Taken. It worked quite well. The other, ostensibly, was protective, but it also let them locate me from a distance. Silent tracked it the time Catcher sent Raven and me to ambush Limper and Whisper in the Forest of Cloud, when Limper tried to go over to the Rebel. Long ago and far away. Memories of a younger Croaker. "We'll work up some modifications, so you can't be located magically. Let me have them. Later we'll have to go outside to test them." I eyed him narrowly. He said, "You'll have to come, so we can test them by trying to find you."
"Yeah? Sounds like a drummed-up excuse to get outside the Null."
"Maybe," he grinned.
Whatever, Darling liked the notion.
Next evening, we headed up the creek, skirting old Father Tree. "He looks a little peaked," I said.
"Caught the sidewash of a Taken spell during the brouhaha," One Eye explained. "I don't think he was pleased."
The old tree tinkled. I stopped, considered it. It had to be thousands of years old. Trees grow very slow on the plain. What stories it would tell.
"Come on, Croaker," Goblin called. "Old Father ain't talking."
He grinned his frog grin. They know me too well. No, when I see anything old, I wonder what it has seen. Damn them, anyhow. We left the watercourse 5 miles from the hole, quartered westward into desert where the coral was especially dense and dangerous. I guess there were 500 species, in reefs so close they were almost impenetrable. The colors were riotous. Fingers, fronds, branches of coral soared 30 feet into the air. I remained eternally amazed that the wind does not topple them. In a small sandy place surrounded by coral, One Eye called a halt.
"This is far enough. We'll be safe here."
I wondered. Our progress had been followed by mantas